It's a News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Stargazers, night owls, space observers, be prepared. It's not happened for over 30 years, and it won't happen again until the year 2033. This Sunday, there will be a supermoon lunar eclipse. It will be viewable here in Iowa, weather permitting, in the evening. Joining us to explain this rare astronomical event, Robert Mutel, professor of astronomy at the University of Iowa. Hello, Robert.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
So explain this phenomenon. What is a supermoon lunar eclipse?
Right. Well, it's really the coincidence of two relatively rare things. One would be what's called a supermoon, which is a moon which is brighter and larger than usual, and that's because the orbit of the moon really isn't a circle, it's an ellipse, so it's closer and farther depending on where it is in its orbit. So we have a 25% brighter moon. That's the supermoon part. And then the eclipse, of course, is that the Earth is getting between the sun and the moon, so the moon enters the shadow of the Earth, and it goes from really quite bright, the supermoon is really, really quite bright, to blood red, sort of a coppery color is what I would call it, for about an hour and 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. What gives it that blood red color?
Right. So the shadow of the Earth is modified. The shadow of the Earth is really itself kind of a coppery color because the atmosphere of the Earth filters the sunlight through it. It scatters the blue light, which, of course, means that we see a blue sky during the day. But the remaining colors are reddish, coppery reddish, and that's where the moon enters that shadow and really looks quite spectacularly red.
Mm-hmm. When you say 25% brighter and somewhat larger, will it be noticeably larger and brighter in the sky before that eclipse?
Well, that's a funny thing. I think you'd have to really be paying a lot of attention to realize it is quite a bit brighter than a normal full moon, but of course a full moon is pretty bright itself, and this is really about as bright as it gets. People have the misimpression, I do too, but I look at a moon rising or setting and it looks really large, and then you think, oh well, it's smaller as it gets up in the sky. Actually, that's not true at all. The size of the moon does not change over the course of one evening, but it does slowly change as the moon goes from its farthest point to its nearest point, which takes several weeks.
Mm-hmm. Do you know why it appears to us as if at the horizon it's larger than when it's at the top of the sky?
Well, you know, as an astronomer, I don't really know. I think a psychologist would tell you that it's really the reference, seeing objects on the horizon with the moon, that makes the brain think it's bigger than it is when it's just floating up, up high in the sky.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've described this very rare event, but there's also, I understand, this eclipse is the fourth and final in the so-called blood moons, a phrase that we've used here. It's become popular to describe the four lunar eclipses that we've had in 2014 and 15. So this is scientifically also a rare thing to have so many lunar eclipses in a short time?
Well, lunar eclipses do come in these cycles, and this has actually been known for a very long time. Lunar and solar eclipses are in the so-called serocycles, which goes all the way back, amazingly, to the Babylonians in 3000 BC. And so it's possible to predict these series of eclipses. It's a pretty complicated geometry, and the reason is that the orbit of the moon is not in the same plane as the orbit of the planets, the solar system or the ecliptic. And so that plus the elliptical orbit of the moon makes this a somewhat difficult calculation to make. But that's right. So this blood red lunar eclipse, during a lunar eclipse you always get this change in color, and that's just simply because of the atmosphere of the Earth. The shadow is reddish in color, and when the moon enters that shadow, it is red.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get to the specifics before we have to say goodbye about how to watch it.
Right.
The forecast looks very good, very decent for Sunday. I don't know if it's the same forecast you've been checking, but I think we could be in the clear, huh?
We could be in the clear, and I would say that no matter where you are, you'll be able to see this. The moon is obviously very bright, but if you really want to get the full effect of that blood red moon, you probably should be away from city lights. So if you're out in the country, or you can drive out in the country, that's good. If you want to hear some astronomers talking about it during the eclipse. You're welcome to come up as a public viewing night at the top of Van Allen Hall here on campus. And starting at about 7:30, we're going to have, I think, at least three faculty, some graduate students up there, and we'll have some binoculars. We'll be able to, as this eclipse occurs and progresses, we'll be able to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so give us the times here in Iowa that we should be paying attention to. When will the eclipse start, and when will the moon rise, the eclipse start and end?
Right. So there's going to be the shadow of the Earth has two parts, the sort of a lighter penumbra, which starts about 7 o'clock. You really wouldn't notice that very well, but the Earth, the moon will enter the dark part of the Earth's shadow, the umbra, about 10 after 8, and it will be entirely engulfed in that umbra. In other words, it'll be completely dark, red, let's say, about 10 after 15 after 9. That'll last for about 72 minutes, and so by 10:20, 10:30. It'll be coming out again, and then it'll take about another hour to come out.
Okay, so a good long viewing time to
it will be.
To hopefully see it. So where will you be viewing it? I'll be at the Van Allen Hall?
I'll be up at Van Allen Hall, yep. That's right.
Okay. Any other astronomical events of note coming up?
There are always solar eclipses. If you could imagine being on the moon, for example, you'd see the Earth being eclipsing the sun. We of course can't go to the moon, but we can see solar eclipses,
mm-hmm.
and there actually is one coming up, which is going to be in 2017. It's about 2 years from now, and it's in August, and it will be the path of totality for solar eclipse. You have to really be on the right spot on the Earth, unlike a lunar eclipse. And that will actually be just south of St. Louis, so not very far from here.
Okay, so a plan for 2017 in the summer to be south of St. Louis.
You bet.
Okay,
yep.
We'll put it in our date book. So Robert Mutel is a professor of astronomy at the University of Iowa. Thanks so much for the information about the supermoon lunar eclipse coming up this Sunday evening.
That's it. Thanks very much, Ben.